In the 1880s, the genteel parlor song gave way to another tradition, Tin Pan Alley. Composers congregated in New York, formed their own publishing companies, and plugged their own songs with hard sell techniques. One of Tin Pan Alley's pioneers was Charles K. Harris, who formed his own company after receiving an 87-cent royalty check from his publisher. Almost immediately, he struck gold with After the Ball, which quickly reached sales of $25,000 a week and eventually sold 5 million copies. Incidentally, Harris never learned to read musical notation.